And now, Jim Dearman.
I wonder if you really want to please God. I would say that the fact that you're tuned in to this program indicates that you have a desire to please God. But we need to know the things that are necessary to please God, the keys, if you will, to pleasing God. What are the keys to pleasing God? Today in our study, we're going to talk about four keys to pleasing God. Four different keys that will cause us to be pleasing to our Father in heaven. We're going to study these four keys from the example of an Old Testament character named Ezra. Ezra was a great man. He was one of the men God used to lead one of the returns from Babylonian captivity back to Jerusalem. Remember that God's people rebelled against him and that God allowed them to be carried into captivity. The northern tribes of Israel were carried into captivity in 722 B.C. at the hands of the Assyrians. Then, 135 years later, the southern kingdom of Judah went into Babylonian captivity. And after 70 years, there was a return. Ezra was one of the faithful that God used to bring back his people from that Babylonian captivity. Verse 6 of Ezra chapter 7 tells us about Ezra. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his request, according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Then we learn that many of the children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, and others, went with him, came to Jerusalem in the seventh year of the king. Then verse 9 of Ezra 7 tells us, "For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him." Notice that God's good hand was upon Ezra. This simply means that God blessed Ezra. It means that God's providence was with Ezra to bring him back safely to his homeland as one of the leaders of God's people. But we ask the question, why was God's good hand upon him? That's what the last statement of verse 9 of Ezra 7 tells us. And verse 10 gives us the answer. Verse 10 is our text for our study today. Here's what it says. "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments." Now let's put that together. The last part of verse 9 says that God's good hand was upon him. Then the next verse says, "For," or "because," Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Now here we have four keys to pleasing God. Four things that caused Ezra to be pleasing to God, to have God's good hand upon him. And when we see these four things, we may know what we must do to be pleasing to God. Now it is true that Ezra served God under the law of Moses. And we serve God under the law of Christ, the New Testament. But the principles here are still valid. The first one is, Ezra prepared his heart. He prepared. He prepared his heart. How important it is for us to prepare our hearts. We've said before that if the heart of man is not open and receptive to the will of God, then the gospel of Jesus Christ will not penetrate it. Jesus taught this on more than one occasion. Remember the parable of the sower, where four different kinds of soils are described? Remember that the wayside soil was the ground that was not receptive. It was hard, and the seed could not penetrate it. And that hard ground represented the hard hearts of many of the hearers of Jesus' time, and it also represents the hard hearts of many today. But Ezra had prepared his heart. He had an open and receptive heart, and he took in God's teaching, and he applied it. He applied it. His heart was prepared. It was receptive. Jesus spoke of some in his day whose hearts were closed and hardened, and their eyes were blinded, and their ears they had closed to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as a result, they rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many today still reject the gospel because they're not preparing their hearts. We need to make sure that we're objective in our thinking, that our hearts are open, that we're willing to hear. But not only must we prepare our hearts, they must be prepared to seek the right thing. They must be prepared to seek the law of the Lord. That's what Ezra had prepared his heart to do, to seek the law of the Lord. That's the second key to pleasing God. Seek the law of the Lord. Our hearts can mislead us. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death, the Old Testament writer declared. Yes, our hearts can mislead us. But if our hearts have been prepared to seek the law of the Lord, they will not mislead us, because the law of the Lord will not mislead us. We must seek the proper source of guidance and instruction. Prepare our hearts according to the Word of God. You know, sometimes people talk about a heartfelt religion. They speak of feeling so strongly in their hearts about something that they actually discount what the Bible says about it. Have you ever heard anyone make this statement? I wouldn't trade what I feel in my heart for a stack of Bibles or for all the Bibles in the world. That is a tragic statement, isn't it? Because the Bible is the only source we have for guiding our hearts, for preparing our hearts. Heartfelt religion can mislead us if it is not in harmony with God's Word. We're to seek God's law. In Acts 17 and verse 11, it was said of the Bereans that they were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they searched the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. They searched the Scriptures to see whether or not the preaching they were hearing was from the Word of God. We must be willing to do the same. And so Ezra was blessed of God because he, first of all, prepared his heart, but he prepared his heart, secondly, to seek the law of the Lord. But thirdly, the third key to pleasing God, he did the law. Yes, the verse says, he not only prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, but then it adds, and to do it. We must do God's will. It's not enough simply to hear the Word of God. We must also live it out in our lives. Listen to what James writes in James chapter 1, beginning with verse 22. But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This man shall be blessed by what? By his deed. By doing the will of God. Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 1, Luke, the writer there, begins that treatise to Theophilus by saying this, The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. To do. But notice he said, and teach. Do and teach. And that brings us to the fourth and final key to pleasing God. Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel. It is important that we live our lives as proper examples. We are to be lights in this world, Jesus said, as recorded in Matthew 5:16. But we must also, if we are followers of God, be willing to speak about God and to speak about Jesus Christ. This does not mean that we can all be preachers or public teachers in every way. We have different talents, but we should try to develop our talents and use the talents that God has given us to the fullest possible extent. And certainly we can do enough, we can learn enough, we can develop our talents to the point that we're able to tell others what we've done in order to be saved and to encourage them to do the same. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, Peter tells us, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. And be willing to start where you are. Because Ezra taught in Israel, where he was, statutes and judgments. Start where you are and do all that you can to please God by first of all preparing your heart, to secondly seek the law of the Lord, and to thirdly do that law, to live that law, the law of Christ in our case, and finally, to teach where you are, in whatever way you can, what God would have all men to do to be saved. Four keys to pleasing God. A great study here from the life of a great man of old, Ezra, in Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10.